أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala called upon the Bani Israel, and particularly the ulama amongst them who had the knowledge of the Torah, of the Bani, of the Injil also, in which it was clearly stated that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be coming, his signs were given clearly, and when he comes they should believe. And Allah Ta'ala said they should believe in the Quran Sharif also, which testifies to the truth of their kitab also, and of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they should not be the first people who reject it and become kafir, and thereby acquire the guna of all those people who will reject it after that. Also, Allah Ta'ala warned that they should not trade the signs of Allah Ta'ala for the small benefits of this dunya. Then Allah said, وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ or مُجْهِ سَبَجْتَ رَهُ and fear only me. Don't fear that you lose your popularity amongst people if you speak the truth. Don't fear that you lose the favors of the people, but fear me. Everything is in my hands. Allah is the controller of everything in this world also. And finally, we will return to Allah, and everything is only with Allah. So we should only fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala gives very important other commands to them also. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ or مَتْ مِلَاوُ such may غلط and do not adulterate the truth with the falsehood. Don't mix up the truth with the falsehood. That is, some things we say of the truth also, some things of the falsehood also. We don't just say the truth, we mix it up. And this adulteration, unfortunately, has come down to almost everything in our lives, even in material things. Things that it's very difficult to get anything pure. Everything is adulterated, and that is of this material things. And every person knows that how evil adultery is. Even the actual word and the actual adultery is also so terrible, and it's just like that. And the worst is to adulterate the words of Allah, mix the truth with the falsehood. And this year is, Allah Ta'ala warned them that those people who have heard of the truth, then in order to misguide them, the Bani Israel and the ulama should then tell them something of the truth to win their confidence also. And then tell them something of falsehood to create doubts in them also. So in this way, they should create doubts in these people who wanted to accept Islam, who were thinking that yes, Islam is the true religion. And then on one side, they would tell them Islam is a very good religion. On the other side, they will find fault in Islam. And till today, unfortunately, the enemy also, and from within us also, people will say this is very good, but. And then with that but, they will cause all the doubts in that person. And further Allah says, وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقِّ and مَتْ شُبَاوُوا سَجْكُ and do not hide the truth. That person who didn't know about the truth at all, and you hide the truth from that person, that if he hears the truth, he might accept it and he might follow it. So their mission was, the Bani Israel, that they really lived for their nafs and for the benefits of this dunya, and they did not live for Allah Ta'ala, for akhirat and for deen, but just their own things. And the worst of all this, Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ جَانْ بُوچْكَرْ and knowingly you do this. That is, one is a person commits a sin not knowing, which also does not justify it. especially in Islam, ignorance is no blessing. It is a sin on its own to be ignorant. A person should learn and what the laws of Allah Ta'ala are. But in any case, a person who doesn't know and he does something wrong, it is because he did not know. But if you know and you do wrong, that is even much more worse. So this Bani Israel and the ulama amongst them, Allah is warning them of these things. Allah warns them in the Quran for even present day times, where they, many of them know the truth is in Islam, in following deen, but yet they misguide the people. And it is for us also, it is an ayat in the Quran Sharif, and it is for this ummah also, the whole ummah, and particularly the ulama of this ummah, that they should also not mix falsehood with truth, and they should not hide the truth. They should speak and make the truth known and let the people know the truth. That is a command from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and also that we should fear only Allah Ta'ala. So the teachings of deen are very, very clear. It is for us to follow accordingly, and consequently we will see the goodness of it in this world and very clearly in the year after, and the great benefits of it here and particularly there as well. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.